Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
Carly, you lost a bet earlier this week.
Yeah, so unfortunately I had to ride the zipper at the Griffith Show. I was not stoked about it, but I think that I handled it with grace and dignity.
Hang on, push back.
But just once, we're going around once.
Yeah, just once. Hang on. You're right.
I'm only thinking, oh my God!
Just hang on. You're right, you've got this. You've got this, push back.
You're okay.
Okay. Stop. You're okay. Hang on, push back.
Push back.
Hang on. You're okay.
Am I okay?
You're okay.
I'm not okay though, Jack.
Both hands up front.
Okay.
Both hands up front.
So
push back.
Why aren't we going to the ground now?
You're okay. Just hang on. You're okay. You've done so well. You're doing really well.
I can't open my eyes because it's just...
Well, hang on. We'll just hang on. See nothing. You don't know what's going on.
Are we on the ground?
No, you're okay.
No,
it's going to go around to the bottom.
I'm refusing to open my eyes.
You're okay. Carly, you're doing so well.
Am I?
You're doing so well.
Do I get something after this?
Yeah, you'll get a treat.
Oh, I can't have a treat.
Well, what treat would you like?
I just can't open my eyes. I feel like I'm going to go... Why are they screaming? I just don't...
Because they're on a different book.
You and I spend a lot of time together, and as I said before,
you're welcome.
It's like a relationship without having the relationship. That makes sense.
Well, we
to
have a relationship, but it's more than a working relationship.
It's a weird situation. You're essentially
it's like a brother sister relationship,
weirdly close without really knowing
but
each
other. I would
spend
more
time
with you than my brother.
Yeah, and essentially because I'm single. You are the first person I see every day of the week, and I'm the second person.
Well, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
I know.
Let's just let that settle for a second.
You're lucky to see your partner Russ and your dog Geordie. I literally walk out of the house, and you are the first face I see.
Hello.
Don't do that ever again.
Throw a little wink in there.
Yeah, winking at other people is not okay, but I've been seen to doing that a lot lately. Something concerned me, and this happened on the weekend. You and I were driving. Now, your driving skills have a lot left to be desired. And now I know you've come out and you've said that you don't like driving.
Hey, I'm not clocking up the hours. I'm not doing the big time driving. I do minimal driving and I try and avoid it at all cost.
Right. That's starting to show. And I'm concerned that you could get in a bit of strife shortly. Now, there's a couple of issues I have. The first issue, you don't really know how to use your indicator. Is that a fair assumption?
It is a fair assumption.
'Cause sometimes
I will give you that.
Sometimes you indicate the wrong way.
That's because my car's European, so I get confused.
And how long have you had the car for?
2 years.
So you'd think the confusion would have passed in the first, I'm going to say, week. The second issue, and this is probably the major one, that I have major concerns about. You don't know your left from rights.
Look, I've only had my hands for what are we talking, 26 years now? I'm still getting used to them as well.
We were in the car, we were at an intersection, we were just leaving the show, we're at an intersection. And you're like, which way do I need to go? And I said, right. And you weirdly pulled right to the middle of the lane instead of sort of merging sort of close to your right-hand side of the lane. You're right in the middle of the lane. and you indicated the wrong way first of all, then you changed your indicator to go right.
And you're lucky the windscreen wipers didn't come on. That's more times than I'd like to admit.
Then this car pulls up next to us. You didn't see it.
No.
You go to take off around the corner to turn right. He wanted to turn right as well. I was like, Carly, stop. He's like, put the brakes on. And then this car goes. And then you simply ask, oh, why didn't I get to go? I was like, because you would have T-boned that poor bloke.
Look, there are certain road rules I'm still not across. And I'm not proud of this because, you know, I am all for safe driving on the roads and being safe. I think I do need a little refresher course on, because I still get confused at roundabouts, you guys swear. And even the lights, there's certain lights in town, because everybody knows Griffith has an abundance of roundabouts. So I'm not used to this many roundabouts. I'm dizzy just driving down Banner Ave.
Okay. Are you willing, if a learn to drive school was to give us a call?
I don't know. I'm scared they'd take my license off me. Would you? I will do it. No, because you know what, though? In all seriousness, I do think it is, you do have an important role on the roads, and I think that I have not been holding up my end of the deal lately. I have had a lot of near misses. I have had a lot of clumsy incidences, and we don't want it to end badly. So I am actually, and you know, I don't usually take your advice on board, going to put it in the I'll deal with that later pile, but no, I'm going to pick this up. Going to put it in the in tray, and I'm going to actually file this under, I'm going to follow this up.
If you're alert to drive school around the Riverina region, it could help Carly out with a lesson. Please give us a call.
I think it's just a public service at this point. Carly
and Bain. We caught up with Simon from the block. We asked him who he's going to hang out with after the show, and there was one person he especially wasn't keen on.
No, I'll hang out with all of them. Look, they're all, we get along with everyone. You know, to be honest, I don't get along with Dee as much as I thought I would at the end of the show, but, she's ruthless, she is.
No, but honestly, being real, and as someone that watches the show every night, what is her problem? She's been given this great opportunity, honestly, and she just...
I do not know. The thing is, like, we don't hear half the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You know, we're only just finding it now watching the series. That she's saying, some of the stuff she's saying.
Yeah.
And I'll be very honest with you, I don't think I'll get along, or I haven't seen her since, and I don't think I'll get along with her. And she's been ringing up Jenna and having a go with her over the phone. Oh. Like, it's just nuts.
About
it's
what?
Completely nuts. I do not know.
Wow. Well, I didn't think it was that catty on the block. Carly and Bain. I ruined a book for you the other day, apparently.
Not apparently. This is set in stone. Philosopher's okay. Stone, some could say.
Well done. Talking about Harry Potter. And I let it, the cat out of the bag that Harry killed Voldemort and you were devastated. But the books have been done for like 7, 8 years.
I can't even need to stop saying that. People are listening to this show that might not have yet gotten around to reading the books.
I almost guarantee you anyone that's listening to the show has read the books. Anyway, that's not the case.
You can't make that foolproof guarantee.
You know I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I actually,
also a big fan of ruining it for people.
When I was in London, I actually visited a place called Leavesden Studios. Mm-hmm. It was a Warner Brothers studio tour, the making of Harry Potter. That's where they filmed all 8 Harry Potter films. So I saw sets from the movies. I saw costumes. I saw the night bus. I saw animatronic hippogriffs and
sounds like a virgin
forks.
Convention to me.
And also saw the giant model castle that it used for filming. It was
That's
awesome.
Great. That is exciting.
It was so much fun, and you'd be surprised at how many good-looking girls were there, just saying.
Really?
Yes. Anyway, J.K. Rowling has sparked speculation overnight. She has tweeted out the following. See if you can figure this out. Cry foe, run amok, far awry, my wand won't tolerate this nonsense.
Oh, easy.
And what does it mean?
It means Harry Potter's coming back.
Well, it means not really. That is actually an anagram for Harry returns, won't say any details now, a week off, no comment.
See, I'm going to say I'm a bit disappointed with JK in this instance.
Why is that?
Because, you know, it's a huge announcement.
Massive. But she's not announcing anything, though.
No, she isn't. But she's being she's trying to be sneaky. But yes. Let's just say the Russians aren't hiring her anytime soon. I feel like as a code breaker, she absolutely sucks. Harry Potter fans are very switched on. They're very smart. They know the whole backstories.
I know.
Some of them like to ruin those backstories for people, needless to say. But obviously, someone figured it out in 2 seconds. I feel like she should have made her fans work for it a little bit more.
Well, here's the thing. We all know she's working on a screenplay for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is a spin-off from Harry Potter.
Yes.
So we might not actually see Harry Potter at all. Now, she did tweet later saying, hashtag, helpful hint, the solution is the first sentence of a synopsis of Newt's story. So Newt Scamander wrote Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It isn't part of the script, but sets the scene. So I'm pretty sure what it means is she's working as we speak for the spin-off movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
So
that's exciting stuff.
It's going to be made into a movie.
No, it is going to be made. It's already been confirmed. And now she's just talking about it. She's working on it and it's
You're
all very exciting.
You're very invested in this, aren't you?
Look.
You know, everyone has to be passionate about something.
I'm passionate about a lot of things because I love the Brisbane Broncos.
Yep.
Very passionate about that. Mm-hmm. But Harry Potter is one of the things that I'm excited about, or I get excited about because I think the books are amazing.
Most people your age are getting excited about girls. You're getting excited about Harry Potter. That's just where you're at in life.
No, girls still excite me. See, now you put it. Shut up. It's 28.5.
Sounds like you can only have one or the other.
Carly and Bain.
We caught up with the latest Big Brother evictee, Jake.
And I was not so much interested in what happened in the house as to what happened when he used to know Dane in a past life. Now, I'm going to reverse the tables here. You know Dane from a past life when you worked together at a radio station. What can you... have you got any dirt you can dish on Dane
this
to
is
me?
No, I don't know if this is necessary.
So one morning, Dane dressed up as a cheerleader at the State of Origin game and he got heaps of honks on the side of the road.
What was the sign?
He was just dressed as like a Queensland cheerleader. He wasn't holding up a sign. He was just, you know, long hair, short mini skirt, and some maroon colours.
Jake, this is great. It's not about me though. It's about you. You just got booted from the Big Brother house.